Alerts.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue. That song is for you. This is our man Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. Put in a request for a little Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. How you doing?
It's a good song. I like it. It's a good jam. I probably hadn't seen the movie, but that's a great song.
That is a great song. Well, Twister, that's a great movie. Yeah. That's from Twister, right? I think, yeah, that's a great movie.
The remake.
Not the original. Oh, okay.
It's from the remake.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right.
Well, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yes.
It is Friday, and
it's like summertime out there. Good God, it's November, middle of November, and it feels like it's 100 degrees. What is going on?
I know, and I'm having trouble just, you know, reconciling.
Out of town, and so did fall.
Yeah, I know, and I'm having trouble just recognizing, you know, that it's November.
Yeah.
That it's a few weeks away from Thanksgiving. Yeah. Christmas is right around the corner, and I'm in such denial.
We have Christmas up in our house. My wife is would be a Christmas 365 days a year type person if I would let her.
Oh, so she's already got everything decorated.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 weeks now. So yeah.
2 weeks already?
I know, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you got to enjoy the Christmas season all, you know, as much as you can. So I know.
All right. Well, you're not alone this morning. You have a very beautiful guest with you. Why don't you do some introductions for us?
Absolutely. Have Miss Kathy Andrade. Andrade? Did I say that correctly? Yes. All right. Got a little tongue-tied there. From the USO, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the big things they have going on. Big day coming up on Monday is Veterans Day.
Yes,
so that's
right.
Really part of the reason why we have Miss Kathy in here in studio with us. And so Sonny's, as a whole, does a Veterans Day special.
And we talked about that. So talk a little bit. That's coming up on Monday.
Coming up this Monday. So if you are a veteran or active duty military, you can go to sunnysbbq.com/veterans-day. So that's sunnysbbq.com/veterans-day. And you can sign up for a free big deal. And
now, what does a big deal include?
So a free big deal.
Just the word big gets me going.
Generally, it's a pork big deal. So it's going to be a pulled pork sandwich on a bun or a garlic bread, your choice of that. And then a sidekick. A lot of times people like fries, mac and cheese. Your choice of side, basically.
Oh, your mac and cheese is so good, though.
I got a text from somebody last night who we catered an event for. Miss Dana Bird tapped the coast, and she didn't get to eat because she was running her event. And I got a text message about 9:30 last night. She said, "I'm eating the rest of this mac and cheese. It is so good." You know, you know how when you work an event,
yes,
you don't always get an opportunity. I've been there. I've lived that life.
Yes, me too.
And she's like, "Man, this is so good. It is hitting."
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then also include your drinks. So any veterans or active duty military, you can go to sunnysbarbecue.com. If you want to go directly to that page, you just hit that /veterans-day, and it'll take you directly to that page where you can sign up for that free big deal.
So do you need to sign up before you walk into one of the stores?
Ideally, yeah. So you'll have a voucher. You'll get a voucher, and you know, you can sign up for a rewards program in the same process. And part of that, you get a free birthday big deal. So if you're not a member of our rewards program, it's a great opportunity.
I need to sign up for that.
I know. You get a free birthday big deal.
Okay.
And then also rewards along the way. So we have an incentive program. So basically, the more you, just like at many of the rewards apps, the more you spend, the more we give you.
That sounds great.
Free desserts, free entrees, you know, different promos. And so it's a great way to kind of enjoy more barbecue, because who doesn't need more barbecue in their life, right?
Everyone needs barbecue. And and speaking of which, talk a little, just mention, where are your locations?
Yeah.
Someone may be tuning in this morning that has maybe,
yeah,
God
tell
forbid,
them about
has
all this free barbecue
issues
our veterans
yes
can get, and then now they don't know where to go
where do
get
I go?
So that deal is nationwide. So if
is it?
It is all of our locations across the board, so it doesn't matter if
wow
you're in South Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Kentucky, North Carolina.
That's amazing.
Doesn't matter where you're at, you can get that free big deal. Just go to the main website. You can sign up for that. But our local locations here, we'll talk about the one first, the one closest to NAS, since we're speaking about military and veterans. Right there at the end of Highway 98 on Navy Boulevard, just outside of the main entrance of NAS, we have that Sonny's Barbecue. I'll go ahead and mention, too, for your holidays and Christmas parties, they have a banquet room that can host up to 75 people. So if you're looking for that banquet room to feed a large crowd, we don't charge for the banquet room. Obviously, just ask you to buy the food.
You don't charge a rental fee?
We don't charge a rental fee for the banquet room.
That's really unusual. And, that is great.
Yeah, so it's just the food cost, basically. So,
right.
And we can do everything from meatballs and appetizers all the way up to prime ribs. So we'd love to serve you there. So that's our NAS location off of Navy Boulevard. We have our Pine Forest Road location, which is technically on Shelley Road, just south of I-10. They're off of Pine Forest Road. Our 9th Avenue location, which is kind of tucked away in a nice little quaint spot right there behind the AutoZone, close to the airport runway there. And then our Pace location, which is in front of the Lowe's on Highway 90.
And you can't miss that one.
And you can't miss that one. And our 9th Avenue location also has a banquet room. So,
and that one, is that about 40 people you were mentioning?
It is
a little
40
bit smaller,
people.
But
yes, ma'am. Yep.
See, that's perfect for an
good
office
memory.
Party.
Good job. It is perfect
right?
for an office
party. Because this
party.
Is that time of year people
yep.
are trying to get
right.
together.
Yeah, I was just coordinating one for a local salon and
book clubs.
You know, book clubs. I mean, book clubs.
Great groups.
We have a magician's club that meets at our Navy Boulevard
get
location.
Out.
So there's a magician's club, and they've been meeting there for decades, I think.
Have you ever, have things disappeared? Ha ha.
All the good barbecue. Oh. It always disappears.
Ba-dum-bump. There you
Ba-dum-tsh.
Go. That's perfect. Yeah, that's true.
So, but yeah, you know, it's a great time of year. Obviously, all the things going on, holiday office parties. If you want us to cater at your office, you have a venue booked. Obviously, again, those banquet rooms.
Right.
We can serve you in a number of ways. You can contact our stores directly. The best way to get those individual numbers, I don't have them all memorized
That's okay,
yet.
Right.
Not that you're probably driving and you don't need to write down the numbers.
But you can
anyway.
Go to the website.
But go to their website. You can navigate to them or Google the location as well. You can get those phone numbers and speak directly to the managers to help you book. And I always give it out. My cell phone number, 850-418-3331. Love to help you. And if you text me at 2 a.m., go right ahead because my ringer will be off.
So you can't wake you up. You're good.
It won't wake me up. So.
And speaking of numbers, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pep Talk this morning with Sonny's Barbecue. We've got Eldon Scott here in the house with Kathy Andrade from USO. And if you have a question or want to know more about the menu from Sonny's, you can text or call in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah. We'll talk about the menu in just a little bit.
Yes. But let's talk to find out what – tell us about Kathy.
Yeah.
She's got her USO T-shirt on.
And she brought me this super cool USO hat, a little trucker. I like me a trucker hat.
Well, you can't see Eldon, but he does have his red fringe and his cowboy hat on.
I need a USO cowboy hat.
There
you go. I mean, does this exist? Is that? Maybe for next year. Maybe. But I do like this hat. You know who's going to wear this hat? My son. My son will wear this hat.
That'll be good.
When he's not wearing sunnies. Okay.
He doesn't wear sunnies. He has a black hat from an old who cooks competition barbecue, and his is called the Barbecue Bus. That's his team name.
Oh, wow.
So he wears that hat everywhere. So
okay.
You cool. know, they just had the Kansas City Barbecue Society World Championship, so he was the Barbecue Bus guy was there. He actually has this giant school bus that he drives, so it's a good time. That Kansas City Barbecue Society, the competition barbecue world is kind of crazy.
It's pretty big because there's a World Food Challenge with barbecue. I think that's in Indianapolis this year.
It is, yeah, the World Food Championship. I actually have a friend. Shout out Miss Lisa Guatney. She won $100,000 before when it was over in Orange Beach.
She's
an amazing chef and great people too. So she'll be cooking there this weekend. So great person. I love her so much. She has a great rub. Give a shout out to the butcher shop. So
he
actually sells her rub. So if you're looking where to pick it up, it's the seasoning that won her $100,000.
That's so awesome. That's exciting. Yeah, it's really, it's hard. You think about barbecue, but it's very competitive.
Yeah.
The different sauces, the different recipes, the types of meats, all of that is almost a science.
For sure.
These guys and gals are serious about it.
All right. Now we got sidebarred.
I know.
Speaking of competition,
Okay.
The USO has a 5K coming up. Let's talk about it.
Let's
That's
talk
competition.
About that. Okay.
Yeah, you know, competition, it can be, or it can just be fun. It's definitely for the whole family. You can run it, you can walk it. Strollers welcome, but it's our annual USO Runway 5K at the Pensacola International Airport on Saturday, December 7th. It runs from 9 to noon. The actual race is at 10 o'clock, but, you know, we'll feed you breakfast, feed you lunch. You get a shirt, a finishing medal. Lots in store there for you. So it's our big annual fundraiser that really supports our local budget and keeps food on the shelves for our soldiers. So.
And I know that a lot of folks are familiar with the USO, of course. I mean, I don't even know how many years the USO has been around. Decades, right?
Yeah, 1941.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what do you do locally? I mean, some people may be familiar with you. I know I've seen the office, I believe you have at the airport.
Yeah, we actually have four centers. So we have two at the airports, the Destin-Fort Walton, the Pensacola International, Corey Station, and NAS Pensacola, which is where most of our staff works out of. That's where you'll find me most of the time. So we have a lot of different things going. We have canine program. We have military spouse support programs, coffee connection. We're hosting various branches. The Coast Guard comes in. Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, you know, you can find any given branch in our in our NAS Pensacola specifically on any given day. We're open 7 days a week.
So when you say we're open, for someone that maybe has no idea, what do you do? What are some of the services that you provide?
You know, well, when you come to the USO, our theme, you know, it's for those who serve, but we like to say it's your home away from home because they're schooling. So when they come into our center, it's that time.
We say that at Sonny's. Hold on.
You're home away from home.
Wait a minute.
Sonny's, you're home away from home. I have heard that before.
Well, let me tell you, when my office door is open, these are my kids. A lot of these students come in there, and they'll share how their schooling is going, and you know they're getting ready to class up. And when they're deployed, you know, they let me know, you know, I got my first choice or, you know, that kind of thing. So I feel like I'm kind of a foster parent.
Like military mom, like a military mom.
A military mom, definitely.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely
that's so great.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it has everything that your home would have. We've got our own kitchen. We've got billiard rooms. We've got movie theater, TV rooms,
really?
Music room. Yeah, we've got a lot going on there.
That's wild. Okay.
Yeah.
Some good activities for all of our active
duty. Good, wholesome activities. Yeah. And then as well, we do.
Wholesome. I like that.
Wholesome family environment. Yeah, there
yes.
you go.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, just any given day. And then we have, like I say, support programs for the military spouses. And, you know, they're for the whole family. So, for instance, this coming week we're having a coffee connection where we're going to have employment and education, representatives from PSC, UWF, Escarosa, and Fleet and Family come and just they help these spouses just further their education, employment. They're telling them all the benefits that they're eligible for that a lot of them don't know.
Oh, probably not. And a lot of times I think that I think you do a great job, but they probably do come into a new community. They don't know what's what,
right.
Where things are, what services are available. Yeah. So to offer that, when is that? And it's called the Coffee Connection?
Yeah, the Coffee Connection, that is Tuesday the 12th. You can actually find out about all these programs at florida.uso.org. That particular program would be florida.uso.org/NAS Pensacola, and that's where they would register. Most of the things, they can just come into the center, but that's a registration, so we can prepare food and make sure that we're, you know, enough.
Okay. It's always good to be a little prepared.
Yes.
Right. Right.
So now,
not that you won't take, hey, like us, right? Like, okay. We'd love to have a little advance notice on catering orders.
Mm-hmm.
But if you call us the last minute, we'd still take
And somebody
care
might
of
have
you,
that room reserved already,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so now tell me how you two got together and what's happening now.
Well, we've met months ago, and so, yeah, I don't.
You know what, Pensacola, I'll tell you what it is. Pensacola is all about networking and outreach.
Absolutely.
And you start seeing the same people in the same places. And this guy is definitely, I call him Mr. Pensacola.
Well, you can't miss him with the red shirt and the fringe.
Help,
I mean, that does help a little bit.
Yeah, so I mean, we just started bumping into each other, and I can't remember the very first time, but that was what it is. I do a lot of nonprofit I'm in several organizations. Yeah. And, of course, Sunny's is a sponsor of so many different things locally. So, yeah, that's where we kept
just working
heads.
Hard, you know, supporting
the community. I don't think we bumped heads.
We didn't bump heads. A meeting of the minds, yes. But we did not bump heads.
Yeah, there's a difference there. There's a little difference,
definitely.
You know, and I didn't not realize the USO has been in operation since 1941. Yeah. And just a quick tie-in, Sunny's has been in business since 1968.
Wow.
You know, so
that was a good year. That was a good year. Just celebrated my birthday, so yeah, that was a
good
year.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Well, and see, and I think of USO, Bob Hope, and all the shows,
those
road
icons,
shows, all the iconic road shows that they did, and bringing home to the troops.
Yeah.
That's what their whole deal was back then. So now you're doing the same thing.
You know, it's really great. That's one of the programs I do weekly as we go and do the newcomer orientations, what we call inducts. And I love meeting with the new ones. And we'd like to find out, you know, what they know about the USO. It's kind of funny because most don't. Or if they do, that's what they think of as Bob Hope or Marilyn Monroe, you know, those icons. But, you know, they've kind of evolved with the times. And we've got a lot of those celebrities that are also, you know, stepping into the limelight and, you know, trying to provide that military support even now. So
that's great. Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, you know, we've been here in this community for so long. We've been here for 30 years. Actually, we've been in Pensacola for 40 years.
Wow.
My boss has been working for Sunny's for 30 years
and
just serving the community a lot. And one of the big things that we just had come through Pensacola just a little over a month ago was the Naval Ship Commissioning of the USS McCool. And as a result of that, my now son-in-law officially has joined the Navy.
Oh, congratulations.
And my daughter and him decided they were going to go ahead and get married and jump off into life. And so he's going to be shipping off to boot camp on January 5th.
Wow.
And going to have a wedding here in early December. And so it was just a great series of events. Obviously, Dad was in a little bit of shock initially. But Pensacola is such a military-focused community. There's so many things going on, obviously, with the Blue Angels. And I just want to tie a story back into what you were talking about, feels like home. We were doing the Blue Angels reception last week, and we were doing the paperwork at the security station. And there was a lady who overheard that we were with Sonny's Barbecue in the office there. And so we were going back to our seats, waiting for them to process our paperwork. And she goes, "Oh, y'all work for Sunny's. Sunny's just feels like home to me."
Oh, that's the ultimate compliment, isn't
it? It absolutely was. And the story was, basically, she wound up having to move out of her home. No circumstance to her, you know, where she was living got damaged. She had to move out for renovations. And then when she moved back into her home, some of her neighbors, this has been years ago, some of her neighbors treated her to Sunny's Barbecue as a welcome back.
Wow, what a great story.
And she said that when other neighbors move into the neighborhood now, she treats those new neighbors to Sunny's Barbecue.
Oh, that's great.
As a welcome home. And so I was just like, when you said that, it made me think of that story. And I was just like, you know, because what goes better together, right? Family, barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the USO is feeding people. They're, like you said, you're trying to be an extension of their family to help serve them because they're serving our country. And that's what's so great about, you know, the whole thing. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Speaking of family, we have a family feast giveaway today that we need to take care of. We're almost coming up to the end of the half hour. I know. We're having such a good time. Time flies. I know. Tell us about the family feast giveaway.
Yeah, so we're doing the family feast giveaway. So I actually got to meet the winner of it last week.
Oh, good.
And just happened to be in the restaurant when he came in to pick it up. So that was a good time. We took a little picture and posted it on social media. But let's see here.
So what does it entail? What are you winning with the giveaway?
So basically you get meats, all your sides, and the tea. You know, so you're going to get your choice. So it's enough food to feed 4 to 6 people.
Okay.
Almost twice.
Whole family. Okay.
It's so much food.
A lot of food.
All right. And it's at Slow Smoke Sunny's Barbecue. So you.
Nice.
And so let's do the third person to text in veterans.
Okay. Here's the instructions. Text us at 850-437-1620. The magic word is veterans.
Veterans. So
all right.
Third person.
All right. I'll be watching for that. In the meantime, when we still have some time left, let's talk a little bit about the menu.
Yeah.
You've got some things coming up. You've got some holiday things happening.
Holiday things coming up. So we do have a holiday feast that we do. Basically, it is going to be $89.99. to feed 10 people. So you're going to get your ham, you're going to get your sides, you're going to get, or your turkey, your cornbread. It's a great feast to feed just your whole crowd. So if you want to have an easy button for your Thanksgiving meal, this is a great way to do it. You can contact our local stores and you can get signed up for that. We'll have it ready for you to go for pickup, and we will be closed on Thanksgiving Day. We don't close too many days. We're almost 7 days a week, 365 days a year, but we do close on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. So you can contact the stores, and you can go ahead and get that set up for yourself to pick up, and basically like a heat and serve on Thanksgiving Day. Or Christmas Day also. But
the magic words, heat and serve.
Right.
Heat and serve.
And easy disposal, too. It'll be all in pans, so it's easy to clean up. You don't have to worry about cleaning those big, giant dishes and, you know, trying to figure out what to do with those. So that's something we have coming up. Obviously, we do catering, so if you're having an office party, we can set you up on an order. That way, you can feed your whole crowd. And if you want to talk about getting people fed, we feed people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never, as a matter of fact, you talked about the banquet this morning for the volleyball. That's going on at PSC this weekend. Games start today, and so they'll be playing throughout the day. You can go to PSC Athletics to see that schedule, and then the championship game will be on Saturday.
Wow, that's so great. And they just do so much in the community.
Yeah.
Y'all are just amazing. And speaking of amazing, we have a winner.
All right. Who
Carol.
Is it?
Carol won.
Congratulations,
so she wrote Carol. Back, yay. So I'm going to, Carol, I will send you the instructions on how you can pick up your gift certificate for the family feast giveaway from Sunny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
So congratulations, just in time for the weekend.
Absolutely.
And thanks to everybody. We had quite a few people texting in, so don't give up, because we do this every week.
Every week.
So you have
try
another opportunity.
Next week.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Got another shot at it next week. So again, talk a little bit about what's happening this weekend and what you've got coming.
Well, this weekend, I'll be at UWF football tomorrow.
Ah, so okay.
Got a game next tomorrow.
Priorities.
Yeah. And then, we run the Sunny's food truck out there. So.
Oh, okay. Great.
So you can have a little Sunny's barbecue and a little football. It's a win-win.
Okay, that sounds good to me. All right.
And then Sunday, there's Egg Fest going on. So Egg
Right.
Fest, that whole crew, it's going to be a great time.
So that'll be a lot of fun, too. And then, of course, again, let's talk about Monday, Veterans Day. And for those listening, thank you so much for your service to all of our veterans. And just want to say, they can do what now? They get a free what?
Free big deal. Just go to sunnysbbq.com /veterans-day.
bbq.com/veterans/day.
Veterans. Or you can just go to the main Sunny's website. You'll be able to navigate.
And then you get a voucher, and then you can take that voucher into any of the locations to get a free meal.
Yes, ma'am.
That is very special. Very special.
And then one more plug for the USO Runway 5K.
You can sign up at runway5k.com Saturday, December 7th at 10 a.m.
All right. Thank you so much, Eldon, with Sunny's Barbecue. Thank you to Kathy Andrade, who's here with the USO. Veterans Day on Monday. You can definitely take advantage of Sunny's giveaway.
Absolutely.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being here. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Meg.
News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a bit with Pep Talk.